This is Thoughts Become Things. With each episode, we'll help you reach the highest creative potential that God has for you. With your host, a teacher, life coach, a dream coach, and motivational speaker, Jeremy Lopez.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Thoughts Become Things. I'm Jeremy Lopez. I'm so excited that you guys have joined us today on this podcast. And I'll tell you, you know what? We're seeing some great things beginning to happen, you know, today in our lives. And, you know, the world is just going crazy, is it not? It seems like so many different things are going just crazy, you know? But yet, that's a good thing for us because it helps us to be able to cipher through the crazy, so versus those who understand wisdom and those who really know how to get a grip on things to be able to change it and shift it and sort of basically pull up old seeds, so to say, and begin to plant new seeds, you know, things that will begin to produce not just for them, but for other people. You know, if you're like me, sometimes I find myself pulling up weeds so many different times in so many different places in life and within people to sort of give them a healthy start, a jump start in learning how to live healthy and think healthy. And so what I wanted to talk about today is something actually that I've been experiencing recently. And it's something with, you know, with other people that really hit home with me this morning that made me realize that this is the way some people live their lives. And so I'm going to talk to you today about wisdom versus a poverty mentality. Wisdom versus a poverty mentality. I remember recently spending time with someone and talking to them and not really talking on a spiritual level, just pretty much everyday normal conversation. And during this conversation, it hit me how many people actually talk this way and think this way. And that this person really did not think about the fact that, you know, it dealt with a poverty mindset. They didn't think about, you know, trying to use wisdom. This was someone who actually did not even go there. Didn't even go there on that plane of thinking that I'm going to use wisdom because I'm saving my money, because I have a plan, I have a purpose and a vision for what's going to happen tomorrow, what I'm going to start building and creating and laying a foundation. This person was far from that mentality. This person was on a survival mode and didn't really pay attention, even though this person didn't use the word survival, but yet they were living their life by survival. And that was always looking at someone who had something more or better than them, and yet they would sort of laugh about it as if it was a joke, you know, like, I wish I could afford this nice thing, you know, that you have. And yet, first of all, it puts people that might have something nicer than you, it puts them in a bad place, because it's not something they're going to laugh about, because they're going to be sort of proud to be owners of something in their life, whether it is a good job, a car, a home, you know, a new sweater, a new blouse, a new pair of pants, or maybe they just carry themselves to look better because they have a wealth conscious mentality to really, you know that life can be what I want to make it, you know, to become in my life. I can change things. I can change the way I think. And so a lot of times these type of people tend to look at things better than what it is that they have and sort of make other people that have better things uncomfortable because it tends to put them in a place where it's a threat to them because I'll never have what you have, no matter what it is. And because I want, I'm going to laugh it off and basically make you feel uncomfortable that you actually do have something better than me. And so it's very degrading, but it's also embarrassing actually for both parties. And this person was talking about, you know, going to different restaurants, knowing when someone or restaurants or people give free food. And yet the whole time I was thinking to myself, this person literally lives a lifestyle of poverty thinking because, and once again, folks, poverty thinking doesn't always represent and live around money. Poverty thinking means anything and everything soulishly, spiritually, and naturally that deals with things of a lower vibration. Lower vibration are things actually that science will tell you that deal with things that tend to be negative, you know, not joy, not utter abundance, not, you know, gratification of being happy and satisfied and having peace and having just love exuberate from them. These are people that tend to live negative, and yet they think they're being positive by dwelling in the negative because they think sometimes, A, it might be false humility, you know, which is not humility at all, you know, or basically feeling as if this is what life has dealt me. You know, so I'm going to be not really even content, but I'm going to just sort of be in my life, let things just happen, work my job 8 to 5 every day, go home, and just basically put people down that live actually a little bit on a higher scale of frequency than I do, because it's what I know best. It's my defense mechanism, you know, because I'll never have that, so don't even try to go there. I'm not going to have a vision for it, because I'll never amount to what it is that you supposedly have. That's something I don't have. And yet those type of mentalities have to be broken. There has to be a divine paradigm shift. And one of the things this person was telling me was the idea of knowing every single restaurant that actually gave away free food when you dressed up in a costume or when you did this or when you did that. And it was things that sort of alluded towards that mentality of knowing that I can go from restaurant to restaurant throughout the day, every day, because I know how to hit them, I know how to target them, I know in my mind exactly where to go when things are given away as freebies. And yet the whole time I'm sitting here thinking with a smile on my face, thinking to myself, that is a crying shame. That is the lowest of the lowest type of thinking, because it's putting you at a place where you're desperate. You're a vagabond. You know, you're not even a vagabond. You're not even thinking on that level of, when I was a kid, it was so, I have to tell you this real quick. It's so funny, folks, is the difference between vagabond and vagabond. It's funny because I'd actually got it wrong when I was a kid, and my family would just laugh at me. They says, no, let me correct you and tell you what it is. And so to this very day, I say vagabond and vagabond as a joke, because of the simple fact I did it as a kid. And so all my friends know it today, that when I say it, I'll use both of them, because they know that's how I used to feel. And so it's an inside joke, but I want to share it all you guys today. But basically, it sort of brings out that powerless mentality, feeling as if I'm survival mode, feeling as if I've got to hit all the freebies. And it's not even the fact, because this person doesn't have really a whole lot of money, but even though they don't have a lot of money, they feel as if I've got to hang on to everything, because the little bit of money they have, I'm going to use it in areas that, and to purchase things that are sort of frivolous, that are that's not important at all. It's not investing into my future. It's not trying to bring investment financially that I can hopefully set it aside, put it in an investment, you know, CD or something to maybe get a return on it one day. No, it's buying things that mean absolutely nothing, that are basically gratification for the now moment. And so you have to remember this, you know, these type of people are on a train wreck waiting to happen, because they'll never get anything in their lives. And yet sometimes they'll hope and pray that maybe they'll find somebody that might be Prince Charming, that has a lot of money, that can sort of rescue them out of this despair, need, and feeling. But yet they can't see the fact they have this feeling and this need of depression and survival mode. And so if I hook up with the right person one day, I'll get lucky and I won't be able to go to the freebies all the time. But yet here's the truth of the matter, folks, you'll continue to still go to the freebies, because it's the mindset. You know, I have a lot of people who've actually said things to the nature of, we have people that take advantage of the government when it deals with welfare. And you know what I say to them? I say, you know what we do? We have people that abuse the system horribly, that really don't know how to use their money at all properly. And so because of that, they tend to, you know, have a freebie survival mentality. And through all of that, they will always be that. They'll always be survival mode. And no matter if Prince Charming comes and marries them one day, their mindset is never going to change, because of the fact it's how you see yourself is how you will carry out your life to be every day. And it's not wisdom, it's poverty. It's severe poverty mentality, because first and foremost, you have not been called, it's not wisdom, you have not been called to map out every single thrift store on planet Earth. You haven't been mapped out, you know, called to map out every single freebie of restaurants. Do you know why restaurants, think about it, restaurants give away free food at times when maybe you dress up in some kind of costume or do something on a certain day, maybe if it's a certain football, you know, relative to football that day or whatever, or some kind of new movie that comes out, you know, we'll give you a Frosty or a ice cream cone or a hamburger or something, whatever it is, a free drink, you know, fries, whatever. because it's caused to to be able to generate new revenue. And so if you think about it, restaurants do that because they want to try to get new people in there that hasn't been in there in a long time, or people that have never been in there before. And so when you think about it, it's here to generate new profits because of the fact it wants to generate new people coming in. And yet when you have people that have the poverty mentality, then what happens is every time that they see the freebies happen at all these different places, they'll always go to them. Now, if people ask me, well, is it wrong to actually, if my favorite restaurant that I go to all the time to eat, if they're having a special day where I get a free hamburger or a free drink or a free fry, if I say this or if I present this coupon or if I dress up in a costume, like whatever it is they want us to dress up in, you know, is that wrong? Absolutely not. Have fun with it. But here's what I do in my life, is I don't live by the rule, so to say, of feeling as if I'm looking for freebie. Because to me, I look and realize as a business owner, you know, what am I trying to do? As a business owner, I'm trying to generate new profits. I'm trying to generate new people, new clients, new customers, because I believe my books, my products, my teaching, I believe has something that can last them for eternity. And to help them get on the boat of correct, proper thinking, get them into the good alignment to think biblically of how Jesus would have us to think and live our lives as more than conquerors, as victors in Christ. And so because of that, my goal is to generate new people to come into the ministry. And are you going to get, statistics will tell you, you know, there's a certain amount of people, percentage-wise, that's going to go ahead automatically and take advantage of that, that's already your clients. You know what? I say, great, they should. But yet, on the other hand, though, because they're loyal, and they're we're able to bless them as well for being loyal. And so there's nothing wrong with that. But when you look at a restaurant as seeing if I can get a discount out of something because something I can make up or fabricate to get some kind of 10% discount, or go in there to get a restaurant and do something to map out every single day of the freebies, and yet this person I was talking to actually goes to the same restaurant and that's in their city for a couple of different communities with the same type of on the freebie day to get breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And I'm thinking, do you realize how wrong that is to do that? Is it legally wrong? No, it's not. But spiritually, you're killing yourself. Because what you're doing is you're living off the system of freebies that the freebie system has been set in motion from these restaurants and these companies to generate new clients and to bless those who are actually feeding financially into them as loyal customers to begin to say, I also want to bless you with something free today as a free fry, but not to milk for all they're worth. That's not how the system works, folks. And that's why you will always have people that will abuse the system because they have a poverty mentality and a mindset, and they'll never amount to anything in life as far as ever doing anything with their life. They'll go from day to day existing. And so you have to look at your life to say, you know, which category do I fit in? Those who have wisdom, those who use wisdom, who actually like to get a good deal, a good sale. You know, I'm a huge Amazon person. I love Amazon. I love to order from Amazon all the time. But I'm also one to let people know that I don't take advantage of their system. You know, if I get something, for example, if the box is messed up and the product inside is not, I'm not going to try to milk it for all it's worth to get a discount, or maybe try to keep that product when there's nothing truly wrong with it. And people do it all the time, folks. And what it's called is thievery. It's called dishonesty. And when you're dishonest, you know what? You reap what you sow. And you will set yourself up for the day. And here's what I tell people. When you take a day of dishonesty, then what you're doing is you're adding an extra day onto your life of dishonesty. Every time you plant a seed of dishonesty by taking advantage of a company, corporation, or trying to get a freebie, or trying to get a discount of something that doesn't deserve a discount, then you're setting yourself up an extra day in your life where that same thing you will reap back in your own life. And so are you truly saving money? No, you're actually taking and stealing, and you're actually taking more out of your own pocket, more money, because you're setting up a day where that'll return back to you. And trust me, when it returns back to you, it's going to take some interest with it. Think about that for a moment, folks. Think about that for a moment. So you have to remember, What is wisdom? Wisdom is setting yourself up for great deals, great plans that cause you and maybe the company to profit from it and to benefit from it, to where you are blessed from companies because they're offering great deals, and you're blessed by that deal, but you're also blessing them back. It's the same scenario as, let's say, for example, let's pick Walmart for a moment. Let's say Walmart is giving a door giveaway, and let's say that Walmart is giving a giveaway today of something that is maybe a $10 value to you for those 500 customers who walk in the store. Why does Walmart do that? Walmart or any corporation will do that because they know that the customer is going to come in and buy more stuff, and so they consider it a loss, and they consider that a loss. But yet, in reality, it's a profit for them, because if I can get you in the door of my company, in Walmart, for example, to come in and give you a $10 item that might be a $10 retail item, and yet knowing they might pay for, let's say, if they might pay $2 for it or whatever, $2 or $3 for it, and yet so they're making a they would normally be making a certain amount of profit off that, but yet that profit's going to be a loss because they're giving it away to you free. That's not a problem for them, because they know the volume of things you're going to purchase when you get into the store is going to make up for that $7 or however much profit it would be for them. And so they know you're going to get in there and you're going to be like anyone else, like the rest of us, get in there and say, well, while I'm in here, I need a bar of soap, and oh man, I do need a new shirt. I do, you know what, those tablecloths, I need new tablecloths, or, you know, while I'm here, I need to buy some Pledge. I need to buy some cleaner, you know, to clean my furniture with. And you're going to get a certain amount of things that's going to make up their profit out of making the profit of other items. And so guess what? Both companies, both parties benefit from it. But if you're the kind of person that says, oh, Walmart's going to give me something, and you walk in the door to get that $10 freebie and turn around and walk right out just to get the freebie, and trust me when I say this to you folks, there are people that do that all the time. Now, is that illegal? No, it's not illegal. Is it dishonest? No. But here's what it does for you, is it sets you up, if you think about it, to be a person who is not empowering the system of sowing seed into the lives of other people. And so what I tell people is this: notice that when marketing takes place within corporations, they're doing it to where they can empower you with something, but hopefully in praying in return that you empower them back with something as well. Because everything in life is a boomerang effect. Everything is a boomerang effect, folk. There's the cause of sowing and reaping, cause and effect. Everything in life is going to be what you put out there is going to come back to you. It's known in every single religion. It's known especially all through the Bible. And so when you look at this, you have to remember, what kind of person am I? Am I the person that wants to empower and benefit from the system of the world, and yet empower the system of the world? Now, when I mean system, I'm talking about the demonic system that we know of. I'm talking about these systems of companies and other people personally and or individually or corporately. Yes, we're the kind of people that we need to generate and empower the people, even from the simplicity of understanding the Bible says, let the strong bear forth the weak. That's exactly what you're doing. You're letting the strong bear forth the weak, which means when someone gives you a good deal, you're basically looking at both sides of the spectrum and wanting to be able to make sure both parties are empowered by it. And the weakness of that is a corporation, for example, we'll call it a weakness, is a corporation, for example, giving away a freebie. That's going to be considered a loss, so we're going to consider it and call that a weakness. And the reason why is because they're basically, it's a gamble, because they're hopefully gambling that you'll come in and buy more product. Right? And so for them, what was a loss will be a gain for them at the end of the day. And that's a key thing. So when we talk about let the strong bear forth the weak, you're going to be the strong going into a corporation. And if you want to take advantage because maybe they're giving away something that day, go for it. There's nothing wrong with that. Go for it. But here's what I would also recommend to you. Think about that day, what it is that you need in your life, everyday life, where, you know what, they blessed me with something free. And I'm so honored by that. What favor of God has God bestowed upon me that he would allow me to hear about this corporation or company giving away something today for the first 500 customers. And since I was one of those, I got blessed and found favor. But while I'm here, what can I do to sow seeds to empower this corporation? Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. I know their plan of and their strategy in marketing. So let me begin to bless them back. And guess what? Both parties win. You walk away out of the store with a free item plus other things that you needed as well. So you came out on top, and so did they. But when you have an idea of hitting restaurants and hitting things just to get the freebies and not purchasing and buying anything whatsoever from them, folks, do you realize what devastation and what poison is seeping through you by what you're doing to other companies and other people, and especially doing to yourself? Folks, there's no energy flowing of sowing and reaping. All you're doing is taking, 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 and you're destroying the wisdom or the marketing strategy of companies. And what you're doing is you're destroying your own life. And so one day when you want to start a corporation, when you decide to get a creative idea or creative thought, and you begin to say, you know what, hey, I want to do stuff, and I want to sell this that I'm making online, trust me, it'll come back to bite you, and people will take advantage of you as well. And they'll want freebies out of you. They'll try to milk you for all your worth of discounts, and before at the end of the day, you won't make any profit at all. And once again, we're not being negative. We're telling you this is how the universe is set up. God has set this in motion because He knows as a man sows, He's going to reap that back. And so set yourself up today for whatever blessing God has for you coming down the road of your life. Set yourself up to where you're finding yourself at a place to say, you know what, I might start a business one day or I might not. But either way, I'm going to make and devise a plan for my life, and I'm going to start living the lifestyle of me doing that right now by blessing other people, blessing companies, individuals, families, corporations, churches. I'm going to bless people by whatever it is they have to offer. You know what? I want to be able to give and receive. And even if I don't receive, I still want to be able to be the person that gives. And if you're that person that feels as if I've got to work three jobs today, I've got to work three jobs this entire week because I've got to make more money. Folks, it's not how you make more money at all. You're disrespecting your identity by sitting yourself still and knowing that He's God. To allow God to speak potential into you, and for you to discover that potential, discover your giftings, and discover your identity, to say, what is it that I can do on my own to be the head and not the tail, to be above and not beneath? And it could be some kind of small business idea that'll start you an online business. It could be writing books or ebooks. It could be knowing a strategy and a plan to know how to move up in your company to maybe create a position that no longer or has ever been in that position and in that company. So you've got to be able to know that when you know your identity, you're going to prosper, folks. It's just a known fact. When you know your identity, you will prosper, because there's a treasure in every man in the human vessel. And the treasure in the earth vessel draws and attracts to itself that same treasure. Treasure attracts treasure. If like attracts like, treasure attracts treasure. And if you don't know the treasure within inside of you, you're not going to attract the treasure in other things. And if you don't know the treasure within yourself, some of you need to tweet some of this stuff. If you don't know the treasure within yourself, then guess what? You'll always, always take advantage and disrespect the treasure in people, corporations, and families, and anything and everything around you that moves. Because when you don't know your treasure, you don't know you are the treasure, then you'll never know how to give the treasure to other people. So you've got to remember, treasure attracts treasure, folks. That's just how life is. And when you want to attract something, you've got to know that you already are that treasure. And therefore, use the wisdom God's given you. Get the great deals. Get the good sales that God wants you in your life. Calculate in your life to see, do I really need that within my life? Calculate within your life and see, can I afford that within my life right now? Is that something that maybe will empower me to make me feel better, confidence, build confidence within myself? Something that will empower me to learn, you know, a new education, something that will empower me to be better on my position, on my job, something that will empower me to maybe make or earn more money, something that will empower me to help jumpstart my business idea, something that will help me longevity-wise. Make your investment and purchase those type of products, folks. There's only one you, and there's only one life you've been given. And at the end of the day, you don't want a God to curse you, so to say, by saying, you know what? You buried your treasure. You buried your talent. You didn't even invest anything because you had this poverty mentality, and you just tried to get freebies and hoard up everything that you possibly get your hands on, and you thought that was how you're supposed to live your life. And because of that, you're going to be cursed. But if you take your life and give it away by taking your life and investing your energy, your life, your talents, your time, your efforts, your mind, if you invest whatever it is that God has given you, which is your entire beingness, body, soul, and spirit, when you invest that on good ground, trust me, folks, you will get an amazing, powerful return back. It's not about how hard you work with your feet, folks. It's about how hard you work with your mind. And when you work with your mind and not your behind, you will find the power of thought will attract unto itself the power of how you see yourself and how you think about yourself, and also how you think about the community and other people and corporations. And trust me on this one, folks. You will draw how you see the world. You'll draw that around to yourself. If you think the world is scary and nobody can be trusted and the government's corrupt and everybody's corrupt around you and you don't trust anyone, you don't trust on putting your credit card online for anything, you don't trust anything, then guess what? You have nothing but dishonest people coming and taking advantage of you. You'll have probably your credit card stolen, your debit card stolen. You will have devastation because you're attracting the very thing you're putting out there. And the fear that you think is wisdom, that fear will take you over. The Bible says within the book of Job, it says the greatest thing that Job feared came upon him. Folks, see, create your world to be the loving, kind, compassionate, generous world that you want it to be. Because when you create that environment will in turn around and begin to bless the Creator, which you are. As a creator, as co-creators in God, as co-creators in Christ, you create what you want your environment to be, and that environment will come back and repay you one day. Hey guys, thank you so much for tuning into our podcast today. You guys are awesome. I love the audience we have, the people who watch me on Facebook Live on Mondays on Identity Network's Facebook Live. We so enjoy you guys investing in the ministry by buying product, our books, our ebooks. My staff is always trying to always cram in so much throughout the day as far as new product to new articles, because we want to bless you. We want you to be blessed by our articles and reading. And reading is free, by the way, folks. Articles are free to read, and we want you to be educated on spirit-filled things, the things of the life, things of the kingdom. And so I want to tell you guys, thank you for investing into our company, identitynetwork.net. And we believe that we're investing back in you richness and treasure beyond anything you could ever ask or think, because we want to be able to cause you guys to grow into entrepreneurs, business owners, managers, successful people, people of integrity, people of great character, people of honesty, people that can treat people with respect and dignity, people who will not gossip, but people or belt backbite or tail bearing, but people who will love people to life. That's what we want to see produced in our ministry. My question to you is, what is it you want to see produced in your own life, in your own ministry, in your own business, and your own sphere of influence? So thank you so much for tuning in today. Hey guys, once again, information's free. Revelation's free. Tweet whatever you want to from these podcasts. All we ask is just you just sort of put my name to it to where people can maybe be drawn to the ministry and say, that's a great principle, great saying. I want to get back to that ministry and find out more about this person. And so have fun tweeting. Have fun sharing on Facebook, folks. We love it when you guys do this. You're family. We're family. We love you. We honor you. We bless you. And also, don't forget, our courses are on web, on our online right now. You can purchase and download all of our courses right now. So I would really encourage you guys, get one of my courses on law of creation, attracting, creating things into your life, knowing the power of thought, knowing how to see through visualizing how God sees you and sees your life becoming. These courses, folks, will change and revolutionize your life forever. God bless you guys, and we'll talk to you soon.
This has been the Thoughts Become Things podcast with Jeremy Lopez, helping you reach your highest creative potential that God has for you. For more episodes, products, and information on Jeremy, visit www.identitynetwork.net.